USA Radio News. I'm Rick Vincent.
Following a one-on-one meeting between President Trump and Russian President Vladimir Putin, Trump told reporters the two leaders discussed a wide range of issues critical to both countries.
A productive dialogue is not only good for the United States and good for Russia, but it is good for the world.
In regard to election meddling, Putin, through an interpreter, said Russia has not and will not interfere in American elections, and said Robert Mueller's indictments of Russian intelligence officials will be looked into.
He can use this treaty as a solid foundation and send an informal, an official request to us so that we would interrogate, we would hold a questioning of these individuals who he believes are privy to some crimes.
At a joint news conference, Putin admitted he wanted Trump to beat Clinton, but said there was no collusion. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn. Tangible Investments is the main title sponsor of my show. Many of my fans and listeners tell me they buy gold and collectible coins from a local dealer in their city because they don't know where else to go. Or from telemarketers they see on TV because these companies spend millions to advertise. Sadly, the majority of companies that consumers reach out to rely on commissioned salespersons who have limited experience, limited expertise, and no credentials whatsoever. Tangible Investments has been around for 35 years. They build long-term relationships, not one-time sales. They work on the lowest spreads anywhere in the industry, so you always get the best price. Most importantly, the listeners of War Now are guaranteed to deal directly with Mike Bonham, VP of Tangible, and a staff of senior executives with a combined 200 years of experience in precious metals. Get the best prices, the lowest spread, deal with the most credible, experienced experts in the industry, and right now start your Tangible relationship off right with a free American Silver Eagle. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Or visit TII1.com.
There is bipartisan criticism of the president's refusal to publicly acknowledge Russia's meddling in U.S. elections. Democratic Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says that Americans have never seen an American president support an adversary the way that Trump has supported Putin.
Where are the Republicans who demanded a strong response when Putin annexed Crimea? Where are the Republicans who know in their heart the president is giving away the store to Vladimir Putin?
GOP Senator John Cornyn of Texas defended the special counsel's indictment of the dozen Russian intelligence agents for election-related hacking.
It's just sad that those Russian intelligence officers will not be extradited and tried for their crimes.
Senator John McCain, who is gravely ill with brain cancer, has never been a friend of Trump's. He said the press conference in Helsinki was one of the most disgraceful performances by an American president in memory. But Senator Rand Paul of Kentucky told ABC, people who are criticizing the president for meeting with Putin aren't naive. You're listening to
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Vice President Mike Pence has visited the U.S. Department of Commerce in D.C., meeting with employees and delivering remarks. Pence at one point talking about the Trump administration's tariffs on China and China's response.
If China refuses to level the playing field and continues to retaliate against American manufacturers and American agricultures, their leaders should know. America will not back down.
A new study is casting doubt on the existence of aliens in our galaxy, maybe the universe. Here's USA's Chris Barnes.
Researchers at the University of Oxford in England say they've determined there's a 53% chance that we are alone in the Milky Way galaxy. And there's at least a 40% chance we're alone in the entire universe. The researchers addressing a puzzle that's known as the Fermi paradox. It describes the contradiction between a lack of evidence of extraterrestrial civilizations, yet the high probability that such alien life would exist in a universe as big as it is. They also say maybe nobody's colonized our galaxy because nobody else inhabits it.
According to the Chicago Sun-Times, two CVS employees have been fired in Chicago after the store manager called police over a coupon a black customer tried to use. A video shows the manager identifying the woman to police over the phone as an African-American and said he'd never seen a coupon like the one she was offering. The manager, Maury Matson, one of those fired, is running for 48th Ward Alderman, but as of today, his campaign website was not active. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.